Welcome to Walk in Truth. These are the Bible teachings of Pastor Michael Lentz, equipping you to reach out with God's truth to all people and how to apply that truth to today's issues, trends, and culture. Learn more about the program and our church when you visit walkintruth.com. Now, here's a special message by Pastor Michael called Suffering in Glory, a message of encouragement.
Going to be talking about suffering and glory. I was on the front row of the church at first service. I had prepared all week to preach on love, and the Lord said, "You're not preaching on love today." And so I've changed my message to suffering and glory. We're going to start off in Psalm chapter 6, and we're going to be all over the Bible today, and this is going to be from the hip and from the heart. I'm going to share with you what I've been through personally, and my prayer is that it will help each of you in your walk with the Lord. But Psalm 6 is the first place that you want, so turn over there. And once you have it, if you're able to stand with us, why don't you stand for the reading of God's Word? Psalm chapter 6. In a lot of the Psalms, you'll see a heading. Sometimes it'll tell you the music or the author. The first 30 Psalms are pretty much every one of them are penned by David, and here's how it reads. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger, nor chasten me in your wrath. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am pining away. Heal me, O Lord, for my bones are dismayed. My soul is greatly dismayed. But you, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, rescue my soul. Save me because of your loving kindness. For there's no mention of you in death. In Sheol, who will give you thanks? I am weary with my sighing. Every night I make my bed swim. I dissolve my couch or my favorite chair with my tears. My eye has wasted away with grief. It has become old. I feel old because of all my adversaries. Depart from me, all you who do iniquity, for the Lord has heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord receives my prayer. All my enemies will be ashamed and greatly dismayed. They shall turn back. They will suddenly be ashamed. You can have a seat. Lord, the Psalms are raw and reveal so much about how to be a healthy individual spiritually and emotionally. And I believe that David's overall health was connected to his transparency. When he was going through a tough time, he put pen to paper, inspired by the Holy Spirit, and wrote down medicine for all of our souls. As great of a man as he was, as brave as he was to take on Goliath and be strong in battle, yet he was tender and raw and extremely transparent before you, Lord. And as I mentioned before, that may be the key to all of our overall health. Would you guide as I share today, Lord? I believe you've nudged me to share the story and to encourage the saints. I pray that they would be encouraged through this time we have together, as it leads us to your table and we share in communion, may we find hope and healing in your presence, in the beauty of who you are. We love you, Lord, and we lift this up to you in Jesus' name, all God's people said. Amen. Well, several months back, I had said to you, some of you will remember this, some of you may not, that I'm going to write a devotional on the first 30 Psalms, and I said, I want to write it from my knees. And I got that from hearing a story about A.W. Tozer, who wrote The Pursuit of God. And as I recall the story, Tozer wrote the book on his knees on a train. And whether that was literal or metaphorical, it was the idea of just being down, humbled before God and receiving what we all need for our life in this broken and crazy world. And so I said, I'm going to write a devotional on the first 30 Psalms, and it's going to be great. I'm going to write it from my knees, and I asked for your prayers, and I didn't know what was coming. I feel in some ways God said, oh, you want to be on your knees? Okay. And so I went through a season that I can only describe to you as being bewildering for me. And I'm going to just back up for a second and tell you that I was in a Wednesday night service several months ago. Craig Flippin was teaching on Judges 4. And we were looking ahead to Judges 5 and looking at the song of Deborah there. And in the song, Judges 5:21 says, oh, my soul, march on with strength. And so it was a verse that kind of popped off the page for me. I've had a few occasions like that where a verse just kind of leapt off the page. And I highlighted the verse, and it's become the title of this devotional book that is now done. And we're doing some final things with the book, and I hope to get it into your hands. And it's really, my intention in writing the book was just to give you if you struggle with a daily, you know, help to get a rhythm in your devotional life, that was my goal. But what I didn't realize is that most of the first 30 Psalms are pretty much like what we read in Psalm chapter 6. David is broken. He had occasions where he was running from his own son, Absalom, who wanted to kill him and take the throne. His father-in-law, Saul, tried to kill him on several occasions. David had some very heavy enemies. So when I wrote the first draft of the book, I wrote it like a pastor would write, like a theologian would write. I was looking at it up here. Oh, this is what David went through. This is the backdrop. And I was trying to make it devotional, but you know how Pastor Michael is, right? You need to get some depth and background and stuff like that. So I wrote the first draft and I sent it to a group of people and I got feedback and people edited the book and I had it sitting there. And then all of a sudden something happened to me. The only way I could describe it to you is I went through a season of stress like I've never known before. I was ordained into the ministry in 1995. So I've been doing this for 3 decades. I've been a senior pastor for 26 years now. And when I first signed up, I was kind of like, I was young and energetic. I trained in apologetics. I had a passion for evangelism. They made me an elder of the church when I was 26 years old. I was the youngest elder at our former church that they had had in their history. And people were watching my life and saying, passion, enthusiasm. He, you know, that's Michael. One day Michael's going to have a church. Michael's going to do this. Michael's going to do that. But I didn't realize that in the pastorate and in just any of us who are serving the Lord, it's a battle. There's a lot of struggles within and without, etc. And so what happened was, this is probably a good 3-4 months ago, I just started feeling strange, like everything became overwhelming for me. The things that I did rather easily and, you know, I would just kind of show up and preach on a Wednesday night, I found to be like a heavy burden. I had to tell one of our elders a few months back when I preached the last Wednesday night before this break that I've taken that I said, I need your prayers because I'm overwhelmed. And I felt like I was crawling into the pulpit just to preach a Wednesday night service. And I didn't know how to put a finger on it. So my wife and I got away on a little mini vacation and we went down to San Diego and I was having some manifestations in my health. I won't give you all the details, but it turned out it was all stress related. And my body was manifesting the stress. And I would just say to you that the only way I could describe it is it was cumulative. It wasn't just one thing. It was multiple things that were kind of bearing down on me and my mind started going. And I had a episode which kind of scared me. I was in a store. I was in, I think, Stater Brothers. I was pushing a cart and I love to shop. I love to cook. And a guy came around the corner and he wasn't intimidating at all. And he turned the corner in his cart and I nearly jumped out of my skin. It was almost like a fight or flight kind of response. And I just noted it like, what in the world was that? Well, as time was going on, and this happened within a matter of a couple of days, I had to go to the elder board and say, I don't know what's happening to me, but I'm finding it overwhelming for just me to do my normal duties. And I think I need to get away. So this last couple of months where I took like a vacation, I'm sorry, I have a cold and I twisted my knee, so this is perfect. I'm going to be up here suffering. And if I have to croak out this message, I'll croak it out to his glory. Anyway, so I told the board and they said, Pastor Michael, we've got your back. What do you need? And lo and behold, a woman called. She got a hold of me. 8 years ago, we had rented this beach house. And she said, hey, it's come available. Do you want it at a discounted rate? And I was like, yeah. And then a church member had it on their heart to reach out to us financially and pretty much paid for the whole beach house. And so I had a couple days there. My wife was doing other stuff and I had a couple days alone. And I made a commitment that I would watch the sunset each night, which was about 8 o'clock at night. And I was putting on worship music. And I'll tell you, I just put in my headphones. I was watching the sunset and I was holding on to the Lord by my fingernails, just to be quite candid with you.
You'll hear more from Pastor Michael in a moment.
Hi, I'm Rob Newton, Program Director of Walk in Truth. Each week, I work alongside our host, Mike Massaro, editor Jared, and Pastor Michael to take his sermons and turn them into inspiring radio and podcast episodes. From writing scripts, recording, to editing, to mixing with music and announcements, we carefully craft each episode to reach listeners like you. This month, I want to invite you to be part of something powerful. By becoming a Walk in Truth partner for just $40 a month, you can help us continue broadcasting Pastor Michael's teachings to listeners seeking hope and encouragement on Kept FM in the Bay Area. In November, we set a goal of 40 new financial partners to help us broadcast in San Diego, and those 40 partners stepped up quickly. Thank you so much to all our new partners. If you're like many who connect deeply through audiobooks, radio, or podcasts, you know the impact these messages can have. Maybe you can help us reach more people? Check out Paul's story.
So it's 2019, right before COVID. I'm driving to Orange County Airport, 4 in the morning. Turn on the radio, it's on 99.5 FM. And I hear this pastor speak the word of God like I've never heard spoken. So I call my bride, wake her up, it's 4 in the morning, and said, hey, do a search on Pastor Michael Lance at Living Truth. Because I think we're going to move wherever this church is. It's probably going to be in the Midwest or in the South somewhere. So I fly into Chicago a few hours later, give my bride a call and say, hey, where's Michael Lance located? She says, Corona. And I said, where's that? She said, Paul, it's Corona, California, where we've been living for 16 years, right down the road. That was 5 years ago. And my family and I are deeply involved here at Living Truth and with all of you. And the Lord's really transforming my family and I. And I believe that Pastor Michael teaches the Word of God so you can understand it and apply it with a love of Jesus. And I think it's wild how listening to a radio station for just a few minutes can actually change your life.
To show our gratitude, we'll send you a free copy of Pastor Michael's newly released book, Oh My Soul, March On With Strength, for your one-time or recurring donation of $40 or more. But a partnership is definitely appreciated. Visit walkintruth.com today and click donate. That's walkintruth.com, walkintruth.com, and thank you.
We'd love to see who's listening, so please connect with us on Facebook or Instagram. Just do a search for Walk in Truth Show. Now, back to Pastor Michael Lance, right here on Walk in Truth.
I had a couple days alone, and I made a commitment that I would watch the sunset each night, which was about 8 o'clock at night. And I was putting on worship music. And I'll tell you, I just put in my headphones. I was watching the sunset, and I was holding on to the Lord by my fingernails, just to be quite candid with you. I got notes of encouragement from you guys. My bride has been an ever-present rock for me. I could go down the list of many, many people. But just where I was, and I was standing on Bible verses like Psalm 34:4 says, I sought the Lord, and he delivered me from all my fears. Psalm 34:4. I was standing on one single Bible verse and playing worship music and just trying to press into the Lord. And I was really confused about where I was at, because I've had experiences of anxiety and, you know, bouts of that like anybody does, but never have I been where I was. And just so you know, I'm better, but I'm still kind of coming out of it. I still have some residual stuff going on. Pastor Alex and I have been talking over this time, and Pastor Alex, you've been extremely helpful, EJ as well. And I think it was EJ or Pastor Alex that sent a note to my wife, and it was from Bill Muhlenberg's commentary on the issues of the day, and he writes these words. Did you know that one of the greatest, most loved, and most influential preachers of all times not only suffered greatly in the flesh, but in spirit as well? His physical ailments were outdone by mental and emotional ailments, such as lengthy battles with depression, leaving him at times despondent and suicidal. When most folks think of Spurgeon, they think of a jovial, witty, clever, humorous, and likable preacher. He was all that and more. But he also suffered greatly both in body and soul. He suffered as much as any great man of God, and that suffering made him who he was. He may be known as the Prince of Preachers, but it may be because he was also the Prince of Pain. He believed that God was involved in his sufferings and that they were not a waste. They were working an eternal weight of glory. Because Spurgeon suffered so much, he had much to say about suffering. Some general remarks of his about suffering include the following. Quote, "There is no university for the Christian like that of sorrow and trial. The Lord gets his best soldiers out of the highlands of affliction. The Lord frequently appears to save his heaviest blows for his best beloved ones. If any one affliction may be more painful than another, it falls to the lot of those whom he distinguishes in his service. And finally, the gardener prunes his best roses with the most care." So I began in this time of a mini sabbatical for a couple of months. I had the book in front of me, and the book was revolutionized by my experience, because instead of commenting on David's experience, I felt like I was now living the Psalms. And I'm not going to say that my suffering was anywhere parallel to David's, because it wasn't. But I felt like I now was in the Psalms. And there's an old joke that preachers have. We kind of tell it to one another, that God will make you live what you teach. And in fact, that's where I feel like I've been at the book. And so the book, I redid a lot of it. I wrote it kind of with an attitude of being one who's in the suffering. How do you make sense of it in a fallen world like ours? How do we understand what God is up to? And so suffering and glory do go together. It might seem odd, but I'm going to have you turn over to John chapter 1. And as you're turning, let me just read a couple of scriptures. Jesus said to the two dejected apostles on the road to Emmaus, as you turn to John 1, "Was it not necessary for the Christ to suffer these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning with Moses and with all the prophets, Jesus explained to them things concerning himself and all the scriptures. For it was fitting," Hebrews 2:10 says, "for Jesus, for whom are all things, and through whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to perfect the author of their salvation through sufferings." Hebrews 2:10. Peter wrote to a suffering church, "In this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials, that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ." When John records his experience with Jesus, he says these famous words in John 1, look at verse 14. "And the Word," that's Jesus, "became flesh and dwelt among us. And we saw," or beheld, "his glory. Glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth." during this journey, I began to listen to some other teachers and kind of explore how does suffering and glory go together. And when John says we beheld Jesus's glory, I think many of us would immediately go to the Mount of Transfiguration, and we would think about the time when Jesus was metamorphosized before Peter, James, and John, and his clothes were brilliantly, you know, white, and he lit up, and the voice of the Father said, "This is my beloved Son." But I think something that we need to understand about the word glory is a word that in Greek is doxa, and it means that which is weighty or heavy or deep. And I think what John is saying is that when we beheld his glory as of the only unique Son of the Father, full of grace and truth, he's not talking about the Mount of Transfiguration. He's talking about two things. Jesus' connection to the Father. If you're taking notes, write this down. Jesus' unique connection to the Father. He came from the Father, and his character.
You've been listening to Suffering and Glory, a message of encouragement, part one on Walk in Truth. Pastor Michael's teaching in Psalm chapter 6. If you missed any part of today's program, you can listen to Walk in Truth on our free Living Truth app or wherever you get your podcasts. And please help us spread the word about Walk in Truth. Word of mouth is still powerful. Your recommendation to a friend to listen to Walk in Truth on this station is much appreciated. Now here's Pastor Michael with a final word.
You know, maybe as you've listened to part one of Suffering and Glory, you are resonating with it. I think a lot of us do. Eventually, we all have seasons of stress and anxiety, and some, you know, are worse than others. And for some of you, it may have been debilitating and overwhelming. Maybe at this very moment, you are overwhelmed. Maybe you even stumbled onto this radio broadcast. You don't normally listen to Walk in Truth, but here you are, and the Lord has spoken to you, and he's saying to you, you're not alone, but you're asking the question like, well, what do I do in my spot? Maybe you're not the senior pastor of a church, but you're in some form of leadership, and you are hesitant to open up to anybody. Let me tell you not to do that. Let me share with you that, of course, the Lord is always the one who's going to bring you the healing, but he also uses people, and he did in my life. He used people who had gone through something similar and others who understood what I was going through, and opening up my heart, as hard as it was, because I will tell you, I'm usually the one praying for others. I'm usually the one trying to give answers and encouragement. I had to be vulnerable, and it is hard. But there's also a freedom in it. So if that's you right now, you're going through something and you've been holding it in because you were afraid, I would just say any trustworthy Christian with any ounce of compassion will hear you out, pray with you, and try to give you encouragement and solutions. You may need a little bit of a break before you implode. You may need a plan for a little mini sabbatical or vacation. You may need to get into some personal discipleship or a small group or whatever it may be. And it could be a combination of all those things. But the one thing you don't want to do is do nothing because it's going to get worse if you keep going that direction. So get help. Let me just say to you that we have a phone number that you can call, and we're going to be, we'll be back in the office after the holiday week. And It's 844-48-TRUTH, 844-48-TRUTH. You can also send us a message on the website, walkintruth.com. In the comment section, walkintruth.com, you can let us know what your name is and how we can pray for you if this is really hitting home. It's walkintruth.com in the comment section. Now, we've been telling you about the book, and the book I do bring up in the message, but it's called Oh My Soul, March On With Strength. If you want to request the book, we're asking for you to become a monthly partner or for a one-time $40 donation. But let us know if you're in a financial situation where you can't, you know, do it right now. We still want to get the book into your hands. We'll find a way. Walkintruth.com. Reach out to us. But, you know, I'm a voice right here over the radio or podcasting. And one of the best things that you can do is go
go to your local church where you're plugged in, or find a local church if you don't have one, and get some face-to-face time with a pastor or a ministry leader who can pray for you and bring you encouragement. This is Pastor Michael. We'll see you right here, Lord willing, tomorrow.
Remember, Walk in Truth is a listener-supported ministry. Your financial partnership helps us broadcast on this station and provide the podcast. Also, more people like you can dive deeper into the Word of God and apply it to their life. Please consider becoming a Walk in Truth monthly partner of at least $40 a month, or give a one-time gift. Visit walkintruth.com to give. And join us tomorrow for part two of Pastor Michael's teaching called Suffering in Glory, a Message of Encouragement. I'm Mike Massaro. Thanks for listening to Walk in Truth, where it's our goal to equip you to reach out with God's truth to all people.